Maestro on the Mic.
A podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about a question that I received on social media. And by social media, I of course mean Instagram, because what else is there? But I received a DM from a young lady. And first off, I should say, I guess, thank you for all of you guys who write to me. I love hearing from you guys, so please keep doing that. But the question I received was, she has gotten into PT school. She's going for a DPT, but she's scared now about ending up with a job that makes her unhappy. And this I find to be an awesome question. Right? I get questions from people that are thinking about going into PT school, thinking about changing careers, but this person has already applied, gotten in, and is now like, uh-oh, am I gonna hate my job? Well, let's start off by saying education will never hold you back, never. It's impossible, right? Knowledge is power. As cliche as that may sound, it's the truth. Education will never, ever hold you back. As it relates to whether or not you're going to be happy in your job, that is 100% up to you, right? My story, I went to PT school, to undergrad at Georgetown, went immediately into PT school about like 2 weeks later, went through PT school, hated it the whole time, started working, hated being a PT. And it wasn't because of the education I got. It wasn't that I hated it because I went to school or because I was a PT. I hated it because I hated what I was doing. I hated the environment that I was in. I was seeing too many patients. I wasn't really convinced that I was even helping them, or they were kind of just getting better because they had been coming to me long enough. All right, and they had stopped doing the thing that was hurting them. I hated that model. I hated dealing with paperwork. I hated dealing with insurance. I hated the hours. I hated everything about the job, but it wasn't the education that caused that, right? It wasn't the fact that I went to PT school that caused that. It was the circumstances that I was in. So, you know, moving forward with this, going to PT school and getting those letters after your name lends credibility to what you're doing. Whether or not, I shouldn't say whether or not, it by no means guarantees that you're going to be good at what you're doing or that the person you're going to see is good because they have those letters, but it's all that we have in terms of a starting standard, lending credibility to what you're doing. It says this person has received the bare minimum of schooling to be safe. It is a foundation, right? Your education is a foundation. It's not something that decides or determines your fate. It's not like, okay, you learn this, now this is all you can do, you must stay within this box, you could do nothing else. No, it's just a foundation, especially with PT school. For those of you out there that listen to a lot of podcasts that are really up on social media, and maybe you're in PT school right now, you are going to find that as you go to take your boards and study for your boards, the stuff that you're learning outside of school likely isn't on the boards. It's not likely, it definitely isn't on the boards. You're going to see that a lot of the stuff that you may be learning in school is a little bit behind what the cool, sexy stuff that's out there. It has to be, right? School will simply provide you a foundation to be safe. That's it. And then from there, you take it and you run. You go and get more education if you want. You go to continuing ed courses. You read things. You watch things. You talk to other professionals. You grow as a clinician, and you decide and determine your fate, your destiny, right? My background is obviously as a physical therapist. People look at me now and they ask me now, they don't even know what the heck I do, right? And I kind of like that, where I get to travel and teach and live my best life. Yeah, teaching is my main thing now. I still do treat, of course, but I am by no means boxed in by the education that I first got. If anything, I'm lifted up by that. It provided me with a foundation. It was a key to open some doors. It allowed me to take other courses that I wanted to. It lends itself to that baseline credibility. As my good friend Jimmy likes to say, you got to figure out what shirt you need in order to be able to play. You get that shirt, and then you play however you want. Right? You just got to be able to be part of that activity. And for some things, if you want to get to the healthcare field, then yeah, you got to go and get a degree in something. You want to be able to do soft tissue work on someone, yeah, then you have to get some sort of license, whether it's that you go the physical therapy route, the chiropractic route, massage therapy route, that's up to you. But you got to get the shirt so that you can actually get put into the game. Overall, I think that hearing this question, it's a great thing. This is a great thing for our profession. I hope that people that are worried about landing a job or actually, you know, ending up in a job that isn't so fun, I hope that doesn't deter people from becoming a PT, because the fact of the matter is, you are not locked into that. It's not like, okay, I went to PT school, now I must go get a job where I see 35 patients a day and all I do is paperwork. No. Again, it just provides you that foundation. But overall, I think that it's a really great thing that we have these incoming students saying, hey, will this degree allow me to do what I want? Will this degree allow me to be happy? I think that's what this kind of question comes down to. I think some of the questions I get, people are scared of failure. In this case, I think that this person is scared of not being happy. And that's awesome. Because when your foundation is happiness, when what you're seeking and striving for is happiness, you will work your butt off. And that is amazing. So I think that the take home from this is one, or maybe a few take homes. One, education will never ever hold you back. Reach out to people. I'm glad you reached out to me. Reach out to people who are doing what you want to be doing and pick their brain. See what they think about the route that they took and if maybe they would change it, or if you know, they loved it, whatever. See other people's opinions on things. But at the end of the day, figure out what it is that you need in order to be happy. Understand that as you're striving for that happiness, there's going to be some unhappiness along the way, right? There's some things you just got to do. You got to sit through. You got to get that piece of paper. But if at the end of the day, what you are seeking is happiness, you will be fine. If you like this episode, I'm going to ask that you share it with one person who you think could benefit from hearing it. Help a student out. To recap, education never going to hold you back. Start there. Give that a shot, as I always say. And let me know how it goes. Thanks again, guys. Until next time, Maestro.